Good afternoon, GWA and GWA backstage friends. This is your heavy metal lover. Per Miss Erotica's request, my erotica mind, I am filling Von Scriptenstein's super sexual questionnaire about sexy sex stuff. Yeah, I psyched myself out before I started that. So what I'm going to do this afternoon is I'm going to answer these questions for you. Let's have some fun. Let's get high and let's do this. Without further ado, here are my answers. What other subreddits do you visit for your erotic needs? Why do you like them? I actually don't use Reddit aside from posting and commenting on GWA. I mean, the only subreddits would be subreddits of GWA performers that are my favorites. Some of you know who you are, some of you don't. Maybe it's you. Why do you like them? Well, I mean, for some, maybe it's their voice. For some, it may be like their content, or you know, the tagged, the tags might draw me in and I might stay. Other people make me laugh, and other people I've gotten to know here. Sometimes I'll listen to their stuff just for fun. If I contribute to GWA, have you considered branching out into other erotic subreddits or contributing there? Oh, Jesus Christ. No. No. Nope. I don't think that is wanted or needed. What's your ideal body type and a sexual partner, and why does this turn you on? Guys, you know, this is one of those questions. It comes up in a lot of these. I mean, really, I've had sex with people all through the spectrum of bodies and colors, and you know, like, it's all about that person. I mean, if a person is sexy, it's not just okay, yeah, I'm a dude, I love curves, I love tits and ass, okay? But like, there's so much more to a person that makes them sexy than just like the size of their tits. Like, okay, cool, yeah, I might give them a second look, but I mean, there's a million different factors that make you into you and make you sexy. So, I'm not bullshitting. That's serious. So, that's my little PSA on be positive about your body and be sexy, because you are sexy. What celebrities, and it segues into this one. So, what celebrities are making you think dirty thoughts? No, fuck that noise. No, I'm making my own rules on this questionnaire. We always have like celeb questions. Who gives a shit? I mean, it's probably just because I'm old and I don't really watch like current like TV or movies, so I don't really have anyone that makes me think dirty thoughts. I mean, everyone there, you're surrounded by millions of people who are like, you know, all through the spectrum of 1 to 10. There's, you know, 3s, 4s, 5s, 6s, 7s all around you looking to fuck. So don't spend your time diddling yourself over Ryan Gosling. Or, you know, you can do that. That's cool. I mean, that is totally cool. But I mean, go fuck your friendly neighbor next door. You know? What's the filthiest thing a sexual partner has ever said to you during sex? Well, that's the filthiest thing I've ever said to a partner. Ooh. Man. That's a backlog of content that I have to think through here. Probably, like, the filthiest thing I've ever said would be along the lines of lick my cum out of her pussy and spit it into my mouth. And then the response to that is probably like the dirtiest thing anyone's ever said to me, or I guess to us, as it was an FF4M situation. Describe an instance of giving oral sex to a partner that you're most proud of, either in terms of skill, how your partner reacted, or some aspects that makes you remember it with immense satisfaction. Guys, if you've ever listened to my audio, my audio is authentic. I mean, I improv it, and most of it is taken from my like sexual experiences. I mean, I could give you a greatest hits album. I've been told, like, I've had women tell me that, I guess, like, the two best compliments I ever got were, one, you could teach lesbians lessons, which, I mean, that's cool. I don't necessarily think that, just because you're a woman, you're inherently better at eating pussy. I mean, just because I'm a guy, I don't think I'm. Well, I know that I'm not as good at sucking dick as some as many of my female callers. That is a TF4M situation that we can talk about some other time. Which part of your body do you think is most attractive? What do you like about my body? I'm kind of like, I don't know. I don't know, I'm kind of like a stockier person. And like, not stocky in like the big, like, fat person. I mean, I could stand to lose a few pounds, but like, I kind of have like a thicker neck and like shoulders and arms and stuff, so people tend to like to grab onto those things during the act. And I can kind of flip people around and manipulate them to my will or desire. So yeah, maybe that. Got a strong upper body. Do you prefer to be more aggressive or dominant during sex, or passive and submissive? What about this mindset and behavior makes sex better for you? So I like to be very aggressive during sex, but I love to be met with like equal or greater aggression. I love someone who is as aggressive as I am. And when we go, we just fucking throw down. I mean, that's the best kind of sex for me. Like, sex like how the Soviets and Germans fought on the Eastern Front of World War II. Just an absolute total war. Total fucking war. That's the kind of sex I really enjoy having. What's my go-to fetish? What's almost guaranteed to get me off? If you define a fetish as something that's inherently non-sexual that you sexualize, I don't have many. Probably like tattoos, like body art and like piercings. So not really heavy body mods, like, some like scarification is cool, others not, not for me. But like, full sleeve tattoos, like if you're a girl and you have like really well done tattoos on your neck and maybe a few facial piercings, that's to me, that's pretty fucking hot. Through some wonderful miracle, you have the entire house, apartment, dorm to yourself and others. This doesn't have to be some quick, frantic, rushed masturbation session. You can take your time and do it upright. That sounds just swell. What are you going to do to make yourself feel good? What would I do to make myself feel good? Oh, aside from the sparkling water that I just opened, I'd probably smoke some weed. Yeah, like you're really nice, like sativa dominant strain, like Maui Wowie or Girl Scout cookies. God damn. Fuck you, Attorney General Jeff Sessions. I am going to get stoned and jerk off, which many of you guys have heard already. Have you ever been caught having sex, masturbating, or doing anything else even remotely sexual? What was your reaction? Terror, fear, shame. Just like a peek in the usual terror, fear, and shame that I feel kind of as a baseline. Cheating fantasies are often pretty common. To cuckolding or cuckqueening are but cuckolding and cuckqueening are less so. If being a cuckold or cuckqueen is a fantasy of yours, what about it turns you on the most? Not a fantasy of mine, but that's cool if it's yours. What was the most sexually formative moment of your youth? Something you saw, did, or experienced that really shaped who you are as a sexual person. It could be something as simple as finding a dirty magazine to your first sexual partner showing you things that you never liked before. So just watching the run-of-the-mill movie or television show and getting a funny feeling when you saw one of the characters. That's like a Sesame Street joke waiting to happen. For me, it was finding my dad's stash of 80s like hardcore porn videos when I was 9. So I'm gonna let you guys take that and run with it. Sorry about that email noise. Yeah, that's one that you guys can have and just you can chat amongst yourselves, then amongst your therapists about that one. Age is what you make of it. But most people have some relatively hard limits on age differences, if you're fucking boring. How old is too old for you, generally speaking? Why is that a cutoff point? Hey, if you're ambular, able, and have the right attitude, drop me a line. Age limits, I mean, for me, no, like when I was like in my 20s, I guess early 30s, I guess I'm still in my early 30s, but I always really enjoyed having sex with women in like their 40s, their 50s, because by that time, like that's, like you're having sex with a fully formed woman, and her sexual tastes are fucking refined. She knows what she wants. She's not fucking around, and she is there to take care of fucking business. So, hey, I am all about that. As far as like I mainly have like age limits like below my age. Well, I mean like aside from what the law would mandate, of course, but I really identify, if it's, maybe someone kind of like around my age, really kind of like in a partner, a partner. I like to be able to identify with, a lot of the formative music, television, movies, things that maybe we shared together growing up, so. But for just everyday run-of-the-mill fucking licking and sucking, yeah, I'm willing to climb the age ladder. What is the shortest period of time you've known a person before having any kind of sexual interaction? There are certain situations and places where it is, deemed appropriate and/or the whole point of the situation is to initiate a sexual interaction. I would have to say, I mean, this instant, I mean, there have been times when I haven't waited. There have been many times I haven't waited. Okay, and would I like some making fuck berserker? Yes, I would fuck you, Yankee Blue Jeans, fronted by Olaf, Soviet metal. Okay, guys, that was Von Scriptensign's super sexual questionnaire about sexy stuff. while I am stoned. My erotica mind. There you go, gal. I hope you enjoy it, fellow GWA and GWA backstage friends, collaborators, lurkers, masturbators, and fellow degenerates. Later on.